congratulations on your first Victory Monday. Many more.
Wow, what a win.
We did a good job of just, you know, playing as hard as you possibly can between the whistles and beating the crap out of them.
The Jags did just that. Inspired football, mostly because of this.
But this is the play that you don't need to make if you're A.J. Green.
We definitely talked about it. We were like, okay, we're going to go out there. We're not going to worry about what they're doing. We're going to go out and win this game and get out of here. And that's what ended up happening.
The bank was rocking late on a Sunday afternoon. Hey, the Jags are good.
Hell of a game. You know, it's one of those things that it's what it's supposed to be like.
Halfway through the season, your Jaguars are still in first place.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Where's my man? Come here, give me a hug. Great job stepping up for this guy.
Oh, a bunch of tough guys looking for hugs after a win against the Cincinnati Bengals. Good moment in the locker room right there. Doug Marrone and Blake Bortles, who played a fantastic game. 23-7. The Jacksonville Jaguars get it done. Now 5-3 on the year. And it's fun to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. And it's fun to be here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale for Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. What a show we have lined up. And say hello to the nice people here at Mellow Mushroom. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brett Martin along with Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, and Marcel Darius will join us in just a moment. But let's begin with absolute domination from this Jaguars team.
I thought it was outstanding offensively to have over 400 yards of offense, and defensively to come out in the second half and hold the Bengals to 16 net yards of offense. Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable. Oh, unbelievable. They had everything rocking and rolling for them in this 23-7 win. You mentioned it. The total yards only gave up 148 yards on the entire day, and one of those was a fluky kind of 59-yard play, Jeff. I mean, the offense, the defense, the special teams, this was everything.
Well, and during the bye week, Doug Marrone talked about the areas they wanted to improve on, you know, against the run as a defense, offensively converting third downs, and then on the return game, he talked about having more of an impact with our return game. Well, what happens in this game? Third down production goes up. Ability to stop the run on defense goes up. Special teams scores a touchdown. I mean, you talk about a great job of coaching in 1 week, and they didn't even practice.
How about that? We are going to talk about that young man in just a moment, too. Let's take a look at some notes from this Monday, a victory Monday for the Jacksonville Jaguars. No suspension for Jalen Ramsey. No suspension for A.J. Green, too. We'll get the players' thoughts on that in just a moment. D.D. Westbrook was not active, was eligible to be active, just wasn't ready, according to the head coach. And how about Brandon Linder? Friday gets the notice. He'll have to move to guard to play instead of A.J. Can, Jeff, and he got it done.
And he played very well. In fact, we're going to be highlighting this on some Jaguars programming on your station here coming up this week. An outstanding job by him, because it's totally different playing guard and center. And can commend him for doing a great job. Shatley played well. And also Cam Robinson for gutting it out, because he had an ankle injury coming in that game.
Absolutely. All right. You know all that stuff. Time to introduce you to these guys once again. Calais Campbell, Marcel Darius, congratulations on another win, guys. Fantastic stuff. We're going to get to the newest Jacksonville Jaguar in just a moment. Welcome aboard, by the way. Welcome to Jacksonville.
I'm happy to be here, man. Happy to be a part of the clan.
5-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. And Calais, it really was a dominating performance. Can you play much better?
Well, I mean, of course you can play better. There's a lot to learn and clean up. But it's a good way to come out of a bye. You know, bye weeks are always kind of, you know, you want to come out, you refresh, regroup, and then come out with a bang. And that was a good game.
When's the last time that you guys have ever had, on the defensive side of the ball, 37 snaps in a game?
I don't think ever.
I don't think I can say the same. That's pretty crazy, man.
Second lowest in franchise history, by the way. I think it was 35 plays against the Tennessee Titans back in 2006 was the lowest. It was that dominating of a performance. What went right, Calais?
You know, pretty much everything. You know, we were emotional, but we were focused, we were intense, and we were just having fun out there. You know, I mean, we really wanted to make it like just a fun environment. The stadium was rocking. We were having fun, man. Everybody. I mean, the crowd, the players, the coaches, we were out there just playing ball.
And I couldn't wait to watch the film on how the offensive line played. Obviously, those guys did a great job. They only had 37 snaps on defense. But also, credit to yourselves for getting the Bengals off the field. And Calais, this guy over here to our right, okay, 12 snaps. 12 snaps, you get three tackles, and you get a pressure on the quarterback. okay? Last time I checked, that's batting 330, right? Well, 333.
That's pretty good.
Okay? And when it comes to grades for defensive linemen, if you're batting 333, you're doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's not half bad. He's the highest graded guy in the room, and he should be. You know, he's a superstar. When he gets on the field, he makes plays.
It was Calais Campbell last week on the show that said, we just got a whole lot better when we added Marcell Dareus. Well, I think they proved a little bit of that yesterday. Just 29 yards rushing for the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, the big talk around the NFL today and in Jacksonville outside of the win was the fight. Marcell Dareus, what is this like as a player?
It's pretty, you know, it's words can't really express how what you see and makes you feel is... There's no excuse for it, but at the same time, people's emotions get out there a little bit, and, you know, some people can't control them. I mean, when you're a top receiver in the league and you have a cornerback shutting you down, of course that gets in your head, and, you know, that's completely outside of me knowing AJ, but at the same time, hey, you got a beast covering you, man. You got to do the best you can, try to get open.
Well, I think you were one of the guys, veteran guys, Clay's you too. That were there trying to calm everybody down, because the last thing you want to have happen is to have something get even past where it was at, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the league cracking down and guys are going to miss games going ahead. And so I thought you guys all did a great job of maintaining control in that situation.
Yeah, you have to keep your composure. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we're men. You know, when stuff starts flaring up, you know, it's natural to get a little antsy and, you know, want to get in there and join the fight. But you have to think logically and, you know, and calm down and keep your composure, keep the troops together. You know, I think, you know, that really united us to kind of come together. I mean, we're already a tight team, but when you have those kind of moments, you know, it really brings you together even more. So we regrouped, you know, and we came out in the second half and played really good football.
We told you at the top of the show, no suspensions due to that fight. Little surprised AJ Green wasn't suspended. Are you okay with it?
I ain't got nothing to do with me. We won the game, and that's all that matters.
No, but one thing will be happening, okay? There are no suspensions, okay? But there's one thing that will come out in the next couple days, and that's...
That's right.
There's
going to
be some money lost in people's pockets.
And by the way, AJ Green will be available for the Bengals to play against the Titans this week, so that's not a bad thing, all in all. All right, hey, let's check out our Baptist Health game-changing moments, and we begin with play number three, Jadon Mickens. How about the punt return touchdown, Jeff?
And this is for both of you guys. Nothing drives me more crazy in the return game than a guy that runs east-west. And Jadon, on both of his returns in this game, got north and south so quickly. And what a huge play in this ball game. It was kind of like the nail in the coffin.
Oh, yeah, that was huge, you know, and the way he got north and south, you know, and before the game, I was talking to him, and I was asking if he ever scored a touchdown before, and he was like, no, but today's as good as day as any. Like, wow, you know, he proved it.
How about that? He woke up at 5 a.m., by the way, Sunday morning to watch film, and it turned into this moment for the young man. And then there's also this. If you take one to the house on a kick return, there is this promotion that $100,000 goes to a lucky fan toward a Dreamfinders home. Well, that happened. And once Jadon Mickens learned of that, listen to his reaction.
I know where I come from, Los Angeles, California, and it's South Central. So, you know, I come from the bottom. I come from out the mud, and I got a little emotional, but... You know, I'm happy about that. And all the whole team and all other 10 guys should be happy and excited and moved by what we did and what we accomplished. Not only with the win, but winning off the field, too.
Nice stuff by that young man. That will mean a lot to him, of course, going forward. Let's check in with our Baptist Health game-changing moment number two, and it's really that last drive.
Well,
dominating.
Fourth quarter with 9 minutes to go, and the offense put together a 15-play, 62-yard drive that took 8.5 minutes off the clock. And this wasn't the only one, guys. They had drives of 10-9, 15, 11, 9, and then, of course, this one. What a great job by the offense.
It was incredible. The offensive line played great. The running backs, the receivers. But really, Blake Bortles, man, I was really impressed with the way he played. He controlled the offense. Did a great job.
Absolutely. Baptist Health game-changing moment number one, it is Blake Bortles completing a 96-yard drive with Marquise Lee's first touchdown catch of the year.
Well, on a little rub route here, working against Adam Jones, formerly known as Pac-Man, and a nice throw by Blake. And the impressive part about this, Marcell, this was a 96-yard drive And Chris Ivory accounted for 60 yards of those 96 yards. And what a great job by Chris Ivory.
I mean, I was thoroughly impressed with the offensive line, the play, the way they was just, we're hard-nosed, we're going to get after it. I would hate to be on the opposite side of them guys, because they're lining up looking at you like, show me how mad you are, because we're going to come after you. I told them after the game, bro. I said, I didn't know you guys got after it that much, but I love you guys for that, man. We get to sit and chill. Y'all keep driving them off the ball, man. That's
amazing. Popcorn, watch on the sideline, just loving it.
All I can think of is put me in, coach. I want to play a little bit. Hey, speaking of you guys in Saxonville, welcome to Saxonville, by the way. Two more sacks for you guys. You didn't have many chances, but you got two more sacks. Calais Campbell, does he get credit for that entire sack?
Well, yeah. There might be an argument. Yannick may say, wait a minute, Calais.
You know, I'm just happy we got the W, you know.
All right, hold on. We're going to get an impartial opinion here. Who should get the sack?
I feel like it should be a half, but, you know, as long as we get it, all is all that matters. But, hey, come on, Calais.
I just earned a lot. He just earned a lot of respect. He's sitting across the way from you, and he still said it should be a half a sack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they all come into the rooms, so all that matters.
Yeah.
They all come into the same meeting room, so that's all that matters.
I want Jan to get as many sacks as possible. I tell him, I try to challenge him, you know, because we have a competition in the room who can get the most. And, he's very adamant that he's going to be that guy. So I love getting his head and picking on him, you know, but he's a great player. And I know that at the end of the day, you know, he's going to get a lot more sacks.
Well, for now, it's his 11th sack of the season for Saxonville. Hey, so much more to come here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Jeff takes us to the film room coming up next. Talk more about that offensive efficiency on Sunday against the Bengals. Stay with us here from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Another victory Monday for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
We ain't falling, no. We ain't eating the big meal. We gonna keep eating. You understand what I'm talking? We ain't getting full. We gonna keep eating. Hey, let's go right here. Team on three. One, two, three. Team.
Telman Smith breaking down that team in the locker room on a Sunday afternoon and walking off victors after a 23-7 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, everybody. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. We'll take you to the film room in just a moment. But first, Brent Martineau here with Calais Campbell. And obviously the big storyline before the game, no Leonard Fournette benched for the game because of a violation of team rules. Well, this guy's locker is right next to the rookie's locker. Now what? The father of the locker room, we've pretty much dubbed you. Do you take him under your wing a little bit? What happens from here on out for you?
Of course. You know, I mean, when I heard about it, you know, first thing I said to him was, like, I understand, you know, you make a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes sometimes. You know, you pay your dues and then you move on. You know, come back with a bang when you come back.
Yeah, and he'll probably come back pretty strong. And one thing about Leonard Fournette, he'll be pretty fresh. By the next time he touches a football, he wouldn't have played a game in 27 days. So some fresh legs for number 27 this week against the Chargers. All right, let's throw it back over to Jeff for a little trip to the film room, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Speaking of fresh legs, it looked like that Blake Bortles had a fresh arm in this past game. You know, there's always the talk about completion percentage. But amongst that, you also have to talk about ball placement. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Here's a 3rd and 6 early in the ball game. Take a look at how perfectly this ball is thrown to Marquise Lee, allowing Marquise to convert the 3rd and 6 because he's running when he catches it, gaining yards after catch. Another 3rd down, 3rd and 4, Allen Hurns underneath. On the money once again, turns up the field, 1st down. And this one might be my favorite, a 3rd and 8. And Blake Bortles is under a little bit of duress, looking downfield, eyes snap, quick, come back underneath, sidearm to Mercedes Lewis to convert the 3rd down. Impressive performance by Blake, 67% on 3rd down because of his accuracy. And we talked about how powerful Marcell Dareus is. Take a look at this. He's staying in his gap, going with the flow, sees the tight end cross his face, takes the guard, Clint Bowling, arm lift, throws him aside, comes back and makes a firm hit with Telvin Smith. Outstanding start for Marcell Dareus.
Boy, you talk about a big, strong man. Marcell Dareus can throw some guys around him. NFL linemen, they just don't get thrown around like that. And Blake, And I think he's might have turned a corner here. He's stacking games together, and you can see that he's gaining confidence as this team rolls along.
We've been around Blake a long time. We can see the confidence. Maybe he can put it together one more time against the Chargers coming up on Sunday at Everbank Field. We've got to take a timeout here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. When we come back, Marcell Dareus and Calais Campbell one-on-one. Now that's a big matchup coming up next. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Hashtag Forever Teal, and it was a lot of fun on Sunday at Everbank Field. That place was rocking late in the game, which is always fun to see. That place was rocking. This place better be rocking, too, here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Don't make me a liar now. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Welcome back on CBS 47. We appreciate you being here in Avondale or watching on CBS 47. Brett Martin along with Jeff Lagerman.
Yeah, and we're going to send it back to, believe this or not, 638 pounds of men. Calais and Marcell.
Yeah, man. We're some big guys, you know. We enjoy ourselves, man. Make quarterbacks look pretty bad, feel pretty bad on Mondays. We took the social media to ask some questions, and first one of the questions from Ryan Kovacs. He wants to know, how much do you love the Forever Teal jerseys?
Coming from the white and red and blue, the black and teal makes me look a little slimmer, makes me feel a little sexier in my uniform. So, I feel, you know, I look in the mirror before the game. You look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah, I love it. this next one is from Miss Linder. Have you felt welcomed by the fans in the city of Jacksonville?
Feel extremely welcome. Everyone seems happy to have me here. It feels good to be wanted. It feels good to know that the people around you know the game of football. And happy for you to be there, and just want you to help contribute. Loving every minute of it.
Hey man, I'm really happy you're here too, man. Personally, Duval. All right, this last one is from Janko 9. I know you're a big dude. You like to eat a little bit, man. Vanilla or chocolate ice cream?
Vanilla or chocolate. Well, you know, when you're a big dude like myself, you don't have to choose. I like them both.
Yeah, man. I should have known, man. We're going to enjoy some good meals, man. Break bread together and eat a lot of quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. That's back the plan.
Back to you, Brent.
Awesome stuff. I think we're all getting to know Marcell Dareus just a little bit more. How about a pizza eating contest here at Mellow Mushroom between those two guys? Coming up next, the storylines for this Sunday. Phillip Rivers has been a Jags killer. Maybe not this week. It's time to get them back. That's next.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Say hello to those Jags fans here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. We're all still smiling and laughing because of a win and because of that last segment with Calais Campbell and Marcell Dareus. G-Series Prime headlines coming up this week. AFC battle. And you always have to watch the AFC games in case there's a tiebreaker in a wild card situation at the end of the year. It's the return of Gus Bradley. He's the defensive coordinator for the Chargers. And Phillip Rivers has absolutely destroyed the Jags the last handful of years. It's time to get Phillip back this week. Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, Marcell Dareus. And we got to take a look at one of the best catches we've seen around here in a long time. How about Keelan Cole yesterday?
I thought it was like Odell Beckham Jr.
Very much.
I mean, this is one of the greatest catches that I've ever seen.
Crazy.
A Jaguar wide receiver ever make. Have you guys ever seen anything like that in person?
Yeah, I've been around Larry Fitzgerald for a couple of years, so I've seen some impressive catches. But that's
up there. I forgot about that.
How about that? I haven't seen anything like that in a while. I was on the sideline screaming like a girl. That's pretty wild, man. That's what we got over here in the Jags. I'm like, okay, we're going to do some
work, baby.
One of those winning plays. Hey, you're a big boater. You're in a good area for that. You like boating?
Boating? Oh, yeah. I got into it a couple years ago. And I like to sit on the boat and, you know, barbecue and chill, have my fun. I got into it. I didn't know how much I loved it, but I love it. It's cool.
Well, you're in a good spot. A little better than Buffalo. Jacksonville's a better spot for that. Yeah, I know you don't want to say that yet, but I'll say it for you. Marcel Darius, Calais Campbell for Jeff Lagerman. I'm Brett Martineau. That's going to do it for Jaguars All Access. We'll see you at the bank on Sunday. Jags and Chargers, the first place Jacksonville Jaguars.